Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Hi, I'm Tom Buchanan, president of Oklahoma Farm Bureau. The family farmers and ranchers of Oklahoma ask you to vote yes on State Question 777, Right to Farm Amendment. Just like Oklahoma Farm Bureau, State Question 777 protects all of Oklahoma farms, from big to small, organic to conventional.
This is Roy Lee Lindsay, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, and we fully endorse State Question 777. State Question 777 will protect Oklahoma family farmers from interference and abuse by out-of-state special interest groups like PETA, HSUS, and the Sierra Club.
Hi, I'm Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. We're proud to support State Question 777 because it will help us do what we do best, provide great-tasting, affordable, Oklahoma-raised food for Oklahoma families. Oklahoma's family farmers need your help. Please join us and vote yes on State Question 777, the right to farm.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahoma Farmers Care.
The cattle future today finished higher in all categories. Feeder cattle in October are winding down this week as the index cattle are starting to go into the index. October feeders only up 45 cents at 122.35. That was right in the middle of the range. But November, it up 2.95 at 122.65. If you keep track of those spreads, the October has been above November for a very long time. Today's actually the first day that October is below November. So it's giving you short October people a chance to roll it into November for a better price. It hasn't happened in quite a while where the front month has done that. Now, January, March, and April were all up as well. But March is at 115.17. If you look at the 50-day moving average, we're still about $6 below that. The live cattle are higher as well. October's up $2. December up $2.50. Today's trade was focused on Friday's on-feed report. The actual numbers on-feed were 100% of the previous year, 10.266 million head. Placements, 98, where they're expecting 103.9. So it's quite a bit lower placed than expected. And marketed 105, 1.732 million head, right in line with expectations. The other half of that's the cold storage, 520 million pounds in storage. That was the biggest September for beef we've had in history.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain markets, 3.5 cents lower on corn. Beans were 8 to 9 cents higher. Beans were the one strong point here to finish out the day where they did. January, just over $10. So a lot of farmers welcoming that there that are in their soybean harvest now. And then wheat, disappointed today, down 8 to 9.5 cents. The wheat market is back below the 50-day moving average out in July 17 at 453.5. Disappointing there as these hedge funds are coming in to defend that short position, it looks like. And that is weighing on the market for wheat. And corn and bean exports today, beans were a record 100 million bushels, 98 million last year. Season to date, we're at 384, quite a bit, about 40 million bushels in this time last year. And then the USDA goals also higher than last year for soybeans. Corn exports were only 21 million bushels. Season to date, we're at 329. Last year at this time, we were 188, so we're extremely far ahead of last year. Wheat exports, 9 million bushels. We were 12 million last year at this time. But we're ahead year to date, 415 million bushels total for wheat. Last year at this time, it was 326. But across the board, the USDA is expecting more exports for wheat, corn, and soybeans. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.